Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some Winterland tickets?
Yes, please.
And while we're on it, let's throw in some meet and greet tickets with Rob Thomas.
Oh, he's the best.
I know. It's good. Alice in Winterland, the tickets are going to sell out, so you need to get yourself a pair of these, or you can win them this week. And these ones come with the Rob Thomas meet and greet. Big deal.
There's a song of his that if he plays it, I'm going to become a puddle on the floor.
What's the song?
Little Wonders.
Oh, sing it to me.
No. Please? I'll let him sing it.
Oh, come on. Just
these little wonders, these twists and turns of fate, time falls away in these small hours. You know that one?
I don't think I know.
Oh
that.
My God. It's from this Disney movie, Meet the Robinsons, that the Jonas Brothers also have a song on the soundtrack. Mm. Oh, that song is so good. I'm going to cry. I'm going to become a puddle.
You know, I think you're going to be allowed to go to the meet and greet. Why don't you ask him if he'll do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just getting the pictures from the Billy Idol meet and greet.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting stuff.
Really exciting.
This is something you definitely want to be part of.
What's that word?
Oh, yes. Back to Winterland. Winterland tickets, everybody. They're selling fast, and your chance to win a pair is right now. Take the word Rockstar, R-O-C-K. STAR, all one word, Rockstar. Take it to RadioAlice.com and plug it in there, and you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets for the show and the meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Alice in Winterland is Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, John Kay, December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is Rockstar. Okay, you guys, I'm going to give you a kiss, marry, kill right now.
What?
I like it.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Wedding.
Hump day. Oh, this one?
Wedding. Funeral or the middle school talent show.
Which I just,
that's a good one.
I just went to one.
you're going first.
Yeah.
I think this one's super easy, but.
Okay, so I got a kiss.
Wedding, funeral, middle school talent show. Kiss, marry, kill.
All right. I am going to marry the funeral.
Okay.
All right.
I think that please if someone's explain. Lived a long, healthy, happy life, I want to be there to send them off in style. I'm going to kiss the talent show, and I'm going to bury the wedding.
Wow.
I'm literally flipping that upside down for mine.
What's yours?
I'm marrying the wedding. Not that I want to marry any of these, really. I'm going to kiss the middle school talent show, and I'm killing the funeral. I hate funerals. They're so heart-wrenching and so awful. At least
the middle
school talent show, I can just close my eye, pretend I'm there. Just think about other things. Oh, my kid's on stage. Oh, okay, back to not thinking about...
The thing about weddings, and I don't want to come off the wrong way. I you know, you love your partner and you want to do the thing the way they see it,
mm-hmm.
and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been to, like, there's a lady that worked with us and I really liked her. And I got invited to her wedding and we drove and drove and then drove some more and wake and then we're still driving and we get out into the middle of the nowhere in the East Bay, somewhere out there in the woods.
Literally on dirt roads at the end. It was on trails.
That wedding lasted less time than the drive that it took me to get out there. Like it was, I mean, the marriage.
Yes.
They were divorced in a snap. And I just thought, that sucks.
She didn't talk to her psychic, apparently.
Didn't even feel like they... maybe they tried their little hearts out. I don't know. But it didn't feel like it.
So much good gossip from that. From that wedding was... And I won't say it on the air, but there was some issues. There was some stuff that happened. And the food was good. And I was with all you guys. We were in this beautiful place under the shade of oak trees. Like, it was... I loved that wedding. I mean, I was sad that they broke up, but we were like, wah, 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 can you believe that? It was so fun. A wedding is at its base a party. So I'm like, okay, I'll marry the wedding. The other two can all the way off.
I will definitely marry the wedding.
You're marrying the wedding.
You like them.
I will kiss the funeral and definitely kill the middle school talent show. There's no way I can't.
If it's your niece or something?
Still cringy.
No one likes any of these
singing
things,
at you but... badly and just terrible.
I am looking forward to the middle school talent shows. I'm going to marry them.
Let's go show them into any yet.
If it was middle school concert band, like, no. But the talent show is when the kids get to bring their own creativity
to the stage.
Yep.
You bring a little flask with you. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. Weddings are the best. They're a great fling. I'll kiss them all night long. But, you know, it does start to get tiring having to fly. And
all the stuff.
I hate wearing the dress and everything. So, yeah.
So you're killing the funeral.
Oh, yeah. I know. Crazy choice to kill the funeral. But, yeah, I'll be killing
the funeral. No, I'm with you with killing the funeral. I'm just flipping the other
you know,
two.
The point of the game is these are all, none of the choices are thrilling.
Oh, no. My choices are
wedding,
right.
Wedding's great. I love weddings.
You got to pick, you just got to know
them.
That yours is
I
the
love
right
them.
One.
I love
even
them.
Even still
I,
that you I can't love, go and drink at them, you still want to be there.
I still want to be there, have a dance off, you know?
With a seltzer water going, isn't this great?
You know, some of us don't need alcohol to make things tolerable.
I do, and it's great if you can just have a couple champagnes.
If you can. But right. Some people I know can't. And yet, opposite ends of the spectrum, Vinny's like, I hate this, I need to leave. And Maddie's like, I'll drink non-alcoholic beer.
But I really like weddings. I just love them. I don't know what, I mean.
Well, right. I love.
I definitely tear up at them. Yes. I mean,
I don't like to sit through the actual wedding. I like when it's just a quick exchange of vows.
Yeah.
Nothing. But I have gone to weddings where it's the 2-hour Catholic wedding mass. I'm like, somebody just kill me.
Pull the fire alarm, please.
Please get me out of here. I'm just I'm crying with relief that it's over when the thing is done.
I don't know if you remember my friend White Marcus.
I don't know White Marcus.
What?
He's a big, tall, beautiful man. Beautiful man.
Okay.
And he got married to this lady who has a winery. Her parents are like loaded. So the wedding was just
at
fabulous.
A winery?
At their winery.
Okay.
And they had the big 2-hour long service.
Oh.
And then they had all kinds of entertainment for the other thing. But like during the wedding, I looked over at Sean and I was like, I don't see this lasting 2 months.
And?
She got pregnant, immediately dumped him. I was like, she just wanted his jeans. Because he was a really good-looking
tall
guy.
Tall and handsome.
Very tall and handsome, good-looking guy.
Why not stay with him? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Is it someone else's kid?
No. It's his kid.
It's his child.
Yeah, I don't understand. Still raising. I mean, you said he's good-looking, rich. I mean, stick around. Raise
the kid.
Why
not just not marrying, have the kid, you know, she could have...
Well, because now she gets alimony.
Oh.
And child
she doesn't
support,
need it. No, I'm telling
him.
You, she was
loaded. Okay, I'm not.
She was
not adding up.
She's loaded. Yeah.
Oh, so he's not the rich one who owned the winery.
Yes.
She is.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, still, I don't understand it. But
you got to bring.
Anyway, there you go. I actually enjoy a kiss, marry, kill. That's about I liked the Jobs one yesterday. I thought that was super fun, and I'm like, we were talking about it on the off air. I'm like, wedding, funeral, or the talent show.
Talent show.
Mm. Okay, here we go. Jelly roll. Jelly roll. Doctor.
Are these tattoos?
They're horrible. Jelly Roll has lost so much weight that they are now calling him Veggie Roll.
Oh, which is cute.
Adorable. Jelly Roll has, as you are probably well aware, he's been on a massive health kick over the last 2 years. He has dropped over 200 pounds. He weighed 500 pounds at one point. 500 pounds.
And I would bet, and I don't know, I haven't seen him, but I have, I worked at a resort where they did some like major transformational sort of weight loss projects.
Yeah.
And at that weight, to have lost that much, he's probably going to need to get skin removed.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that'll be another however many, 15 pounds or whatever that
more,
ends up being.
I'm sure even more.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't estimate, but I'm saying that's probably going to be the next thing that has to happen.
I think he's got to get down to where they think, okay, this is what all this stuff we're going to take off is going to be. You've lost the weight you need to weigh
right?
to lose.
That's what I think.
And then
he might
cut
be there.
Out. He might, actually. So right now he weighs in the high 200s. He was saying at 500 pounds, he could barely make it down his driveway, like to get his mail without getting winded. And he said that was the wake-up call. Since then, he's had a few major milestones. He performed at WWE SummerSlam. It was the first time he was under 300 pounds since middle school.
Whoa.
Now, I know, now he looks so good. Everyone's calling him Veggie Roll. And his new goal is a shirtless men's health cover by 2027. So maybe that's where he's had whatever surgery. And at that point, like, I wouldn't even be. Remember, Richard Hatch went on.
Yes.
He's the first guy to win Survivor,
mm-hmm.
and he was heavy, and he dropped. I mean, they were on there for almost 40 days.
He was no Jelly
days.
Roll, though. He
no.
was not
oh, absolutely
near
not.
That guy.
But he went in and had the. And I remember seeing pictures of him, like maybe in People magazine or something. And he had a circle around his waist, and he was showing it off.
That
like
was
that's
the, that was the scar
that's
from
where
the
they
skin
took
removal.
All the skin.
Right.
Crazy. It's such an interesting thing. So anyway, he's looking to be shirtless by 2027. And I think one of the reasons that he said he was going to do this was that they were trying to get pregnant. I think they each have a kid. Bunny XO is his wife. I think mm-hmm. they each have a kid from another relationship. Or maybe only he does. But they want to have a kid together. They're married and they want to have kids.
I don't know if you reported it or if I read it, but it was recently in the news that he was saying, yes, I cheated on my wife. And recently, this was in the news, that he cheated on her and that it was the worst day of my life. And I thought, you know, there's a lady who was on the other side of that guy. Like, he cheats on his wife with some girl who must have liked him enough to...
Or she's just like groupie.
I don't know, but
what
it just
homewrecker.
It's a weird thing to publicly be out there saying, like, that was the worst day of my life. I thought, that's really rude. But I guess Bunny XO said, it's okay.
I still love you.
I guess.
I don't know.
By the way, the two kids are both his. Bunny is the stepmom for both of them.
Ah.
Oh, okay. How old is Bunny? Because I don't know how old Jelly is, but I wanted to say late 30s, and she seems older, but not that I know. I'm just wondering, you know, 35, things get more difficult.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, there's just a lot more tests.
Oh, yeah,
it
looks like she's 45.
Oh, boy.
And he's 40.
Oh.
Well,
maybe they'll get a surrogate. That's something that
they
could do.
A lady I grew up with, I told you this, had kids, and the last one was born, I think she was 50.
Mm.
Natural birth, the whole thing. And now I see the photos of her and the kids are growing and she looks great. She snapped right back.
My mom was 39 when I was born. It was totally normal.
Yeah. My mom was so young. She had three of us by the time she was 23.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. That's olden days, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Veggie Roll. That's what we call him now.
Yay.
Good for him. I'm really happy for him because that's got to be, you know, he works hard. He's out on the road all the time, and it's going to be a lot easier to be him. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
A jingle writer and more after these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bad advice is back. Friday morning, 7 a.m. We want your problems. Email them to us. We can solve your problem. You've been wrestling with that sucker for a while. No problem. We got you. Bad advice, 973@gmail.com. And then listen Friday at 7 and see if we solve your problem.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Billie Eilish tickets. Nice. All this week, listen at 4.05 p.m. for Jane.
It's Jane.
That's the afternoon Jane show. She'll share a code word, and then you head to RadioAlice.com with that word. You hurry right over and enter the code word for your last chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish concert on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
Nice.
Okay, so we even have a little bit of a sun break at the moment in downtown San Francisco, but rain is expected to continue in the Bay Area through about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Definitely windy.
The wind is howling, though, for sure. That is the one thing that is consistently everywhere.
Yeah.
Highs in the mid-60s today, and there's another storm about a week out. This storm doesn't appear to have been cold enough to snow in the mountains. And I mean Tahoe specifically.
This particular one that we're having right now.
That's not, okay. It is 39 degrees there.
So it's probably raining.
Yes.
Ruining the snow that's already there.
So, I'll keep you up. I'm hoping for good news. Fingers crossed.
Well, a lot of the resorts wanted to open like right around Thanksgiving, so hopefully the next couple weeks we do get some storms.
Yeah, and the storm window's open, so.
Well, I haven't decided about it yet. So.
And you are?
The atmospheric river. Hello.
Okay.
Would I have to introduce myself every time I show up here?
I think you might need to, at least for the first, you know, 5 or 6 times.
It's ridiculous.
You know.
You know what? Forget you. I'm not gonna give you any snow. I don't care how bloated I am. I'm not giving you any snow. Sorry about it.
How about a fast fact?
How about it?
Fast facts. Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Wrote the jingle for State Farm Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
He also wrote the jingle for Band-Aid.
Oh. Well, how does that go?
Stuck on you.
Oh, yeah. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand, because Band-Aid stuck on me.
The medical term for unibrow is synophris.
Like Snuffleupagus.
It sounds like right.
It does. Synophris. You're super synophris.
46 of the 50 states have at least one town or city named Riverside. Oh. Springfield is second most common.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Springfield.
There's at least one in 34 states. Springfield. You know.
Yes.
The Simpsons.
I'm well aware. Yeah. And what was the other one? Riverside?
Riverside, yes. Yeah. The nationwide get out the vote effort is strong in even numbered years, especially every four when we're electing a new president. The odd number of years elections are little touch and go. Voter turnout was stronger than expected yesterday in Kentucky, particularly since Kentucky wasn't holding elections. Social media in the bluegrass state was lit up with complaints from people showing up to vote and finding the doors closed and locked. It got so intense, state officials came forward to calm people down. Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams put out this statement. We're getting calls about polls being closed. They're closed because we do not have an election today. Kentucky votes next year. You cannot vote today in Kentucky for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia. Sorry.
Y'all can't vote today. Get out. Get out. Get yourself back down in the holler.
They got hollers in Kentucky, too?
They got hollers in Kentucky.
Oh, I think of that just being like a big flat field of bluegrass.
They got coal mines. They got moonshine. They got everything.
They got racehorses. They got bourbon.
Well, that's in the fancy part of the state.
That's where Johnny Depp comes from.
Mm.
Anyway, it's nice to see the people trying to get out and do their duty as a citizen.
Figured, you know, they're from Donnie.
It did kind of seem like we all could vote in that, huh?
It did.
Based on how much press it was getting.
Yeah.
It is funny. Like, there's a few towns where people do nationwide kind of know who the mayor is. Other towns, no. I don't even know who the mayor of Mill Valley is. I'm sure it's someone amazing, though.
It's you.
It isn't me.
It is you.
You always say that, but that doesn't make it true.
I thought she was the queen of Mill Valley.
Oh, that's right. I'm the queen. Sorry. If it happens in Mill Valley, I'm definitely not aware of it. I'm busy.
Would the queen like or not like apple pie flavored mac and cheese this holiday season?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because Kraft is making that. Your kids probably will love it, though. A single package of that goes for $1.48.
Oh, wow.
Kids, I don't know many kids that will turn down the macaroni and cheese, but they might not even like the apple pie flavored one. Like,
I just don't understand how that
seem right.
What is it like a flavor pack?
Yeah. A 55-year-old man with special needs went missing in New York on Halloween and was gone for 2 days.
Oh my.
But the New York City Marathon found and saved him.
Oh.
The race was passing through Queens Plaza on Sunday when someone saw him fall down and helped him out, then called police.
Oh.
His sister doesn't know who the person is because they kept running,
I guess. They're in the race, I mean.
But there said, whoever you are, thank you. You saved his life.
Hmm.
Which is great.
Yes. Yes, it is. Hooray for the New York City Marathon.
The stampede doesn't usually save somebody, so that's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, it is. You're right.
How nice that there were so many humans in that stampede.
Sarah?
Yara?
You are the atmospheric river and the queen of Mill Valley. What say you on?
You outing me? What?
Is it acceptable to put your Christmas decorations up this week? Yes or no? Mm.
Go ahead. I don't even care. I say absolutely not.
Oh.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm putting mine up next week.
Are you really?
What do you put up?
I'm going to put the tree up.
Oh, in your house.
In October? I mean, what is it?
It's November.
November, but
still, won't it be all dried out by Christmas?
I'm not fancy over here. I don't kill a tree for Christ or anything. It's
50 days till Christmas right now.
Yeah, but we're gone. You know, we got vacation over the holiday, and then I get back.
Who's gonna water the tree while you're on vacation?
I'm not getting a live tree. I got a
fake tree. He's telling you.
All right, it's acceptable.
As long as the Christmas fanatics don't come for Halloween, okay, just stay the heck out of October. Then November 1st, have all the fun you want. Enjoy.
All right.
You're so good to other people.
She is a nice lady.
I'm like,
Well,
was I nicer years ago?
No.
Oh,
no,
I've always been.
No. You're nicer now. I actually
think
you're. Oh, my God. Yes. I remember. This is my favorite quote. I've said this a zillion times. We're sitting in a hallway in Philadelphia at WDRE. This place is a dump.
Oh, it was the building of mystery smells. I think is what we named it.
Yeah, it was a dump. Like, you know. We've come a long way, trust me.
It was an old ratty office building.
She's got a ball cap on backwards and these
so
brown
cool.
Doc Marten shoes she wore every day.
My jacket I wore every
and
day.
And by
I'm
the
sure.
way, she didn't lean down and tie them on. She crammed her foot in and smashed the back end.
Yeah.
That was her in these shoes. There she is smoking. We're in this hallway. And I was talking, we're getting to know each other. And I'm like, you think you have kids? And she goes, I hate kids. Never. I would never have. I hate them.
That not a lot
I
has changed. It's just that I did have them.
No, but I know
I
you did.
I did it for John.
God, they're the worst.
Now
and I was like,
I have them. I like them.
This chick is so bitching. I love her. Mm. Like, she's breathing smoke out of her mouth as she says, I hate kids. I was like, oh, that's a picture. That is a picture. There ever was one. Mm. Yeah, you're
probably
much
29
nicer.
At the time. I was still in my 20s. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
800-400-3697 is our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
Barry Manilow also wrote, "You Deserve a Break Today," jingle for McDonald's, and Be a Pepper.
Oh, you wrote the pepper song.
Look at him
I'm
go.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, she's a pepper, he's a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
And the 510 wants to know, does the atmospheric river love the fast facts? Like Sarah?
Not that much. Sometimes they do excite me, but other times I just have had enough of that. I'm very busy, you know. Little facts. Ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Get that guy out of
game
here.
Game us up.
How old is that guy? Or let me see if I have enough of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When did that happen? Vinny, you choose today.
When did that happen?
All right. Justin Timberlake releases his debut album, Justified, featuring Cry Me a River and Rock Your Body.
Who's first?
You're first.
04.
04. Oh, by the way, Maddie and Vinny each start with a point because Gen X won today.
All right.
When did we make that? Is that a rule?
Weirdly, there's a huge zero in your spot. See, right,
everything's
there?
Fluid zero. Around here, Bob. Relax.
Yeah, it's zeros going back a couple of weeks now, too.
I think it's 2003.
03, says Maddie. What do you think?
I'll say 05.
Well, you should have said 02 because it was 02.
Oh, so he left that in sync real quick.
Wait, did I win?
No, I didn't. Maddie won. Maddie,
I
you
did.
Said 04.
Look, in your face.
You said 02. No, 03.
Don't do that. That's just really not good sportsmanship.
Had he officially left the band when he did his first solo?
He must have. Yeah, the NSYNC's album came out in 2001.
I don't think he left the band. I think he did a solo album.
Well, you float it and see if it's going to be well received, yeah. And then you leave the band.
Yeah.
That is a good time to leave once things are rolling.
Oh, look, I have a hit. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay. Next up, and Maddie, you're first. The Incredibles was released. What year did that happen?
I'm going to say 2005.
Oh, 05. What do you think, Bobby?
06.
06.
04.
04 is exactly right. Currently, the score is 3 points for Vinny, 2 points for Maddie. Oh, look, there's a big zero in front of Bobby's thing.
I don't care about winning the way you psychos do.
Well, you should.
It's just for fun.
Everybody doesn't get a trophy on this show.
No game is for fun.
Nobody gets a trophy.
No game is for fun.
I don't even have any merch or anything.
What kind of merch do you want? You want us to give you merch? I don't understand the merch kind.
I've got used Alice t-shirts from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I want one.
All right.
Okay, I'll see if I have any too. You can have some of my old merch.
No problem.
If you win something at some point.
Loser.
The game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. That first game, still going on. Kidding. It just never ends. The game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. And Bob, you're first.
97. I have no idea.
Great.
I'm going to say 57.
57.
Oh, 56 then.
1935.
Oh,
fudge. Point for Maddie tying you guys up.
I don't have the patience for that game. It's way too long.
The third and final movie in the Matrix trilogy was released. It's called Matrix Revolutions. When did that happen? When did the final Matrix movie come out? And Vinny, you're first.
2011.
2006. 06. 05. 05. It was in 03. That's a point for...
Wait a minute. I have a question.
Yeah.
Does that mean there's a fourth one?
No, this is the final
one. That was the final one.
Yeah. Well, it says here the third and final movie in the Matrix trilogy.
I feel like they got back together and did another one, didn't they?
I don't think so.
Because by then, the Wachowski brothers were like different.
They
weren't brothers anymore. They became the cousins.
Huh. Okay. No, that's it. I felt like that was later, like they came back and did another thing, but okay.
Well, they have done other things. Yeah, I was surprised that it was that long ago, too. I mean, over 20 years old. Anyway, next up. And I think this is the final one, actually. So, Maddie, you're first on this one. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yes.
There's a Matrix Resurrections from 2021.
Oh, look, it's funny.
No, I didn't get it right, but I mean, I thought they got back together. And there's a Lily Wachowski and a Lana Wachowski are the directors.
I have no memory of I mean, must not have been very good.
And it was in the pandemic too, so.
Yeah. That's probably
that
the issue.
That does sound, now that you say it, I feel like Carrie Ann Moss, is that the chick in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to say she started popping up a little bit more, and maybe that was why.
So there was a trilogy, but then they came back many years later in 21 and did another one.
Did Keanu star in that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's your final one.
Okay.
You guys are tied 3-3. Bob has 1 point. Bob, you could tie it up if you get this one exactly right.
Probably not.
Probably, but, you know, don't give up hope. Okay, Maddie, you're first. President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, won an unprecedented third term in office. After his fourth term, a constitutional amendment was passed limiting presidents to 2 terms. But what year did he win his third term?
Hold on. Let's see. He...
be smack in the middle.
1944.
44. Says Maddie. What do you think, Bobby?
36.
36.
45.
You know what? It was 40.
Ugh.
So you guys each get a point, but that puts Maddie squarely in the lead. And Maddie is on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Woo!
Maddie. He won fair and square, and he gets a trophy today. You know who doesn't? The rest of us.
That's yeah, but not nobody wants to hear him celebrate.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my face is saying.
I wanted to hear it.
Why do you sound like Mario? The song does enough. You don't need to be adding in your ad libs.
Take that, Bob.
Why don't you just fire off your revolvers while you're at it? Great, he did it.
Okay, we're leaving. Keeping it on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have more tickets for Winterland and that meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Plus, Jane has tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish concert at 4:05 tomorrow on the show. Bright and early, Bob's Movie Club. The movie is The Family Stone.
We didn't mention that enough today. Oh, man, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So, everybody, if you want to play with us in the morning.
And we also have
NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman.
Oh, Scott Budman's on the show tomorrow, too. Oh, that's what a great show we have planned for you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.